For you lovers of the game of darts, they hit a real bullseye today with the Rosetta Space Probe. The European Space Agency has made history by maneuvering a spacecraft alongside a speeding comet to begin mapping its surface in detail after a 10-year chase. 5 times around the sun and 4 billion miles. Matt Taylor has been watching the data stream into the European Space Agency Mission Control and is very proud of his team's parallel parking job.
This has been one of the significant challenges and reasons why we're doing Rosetta in the first place is to rendezvous with a comet, and we've successfully done that today. It's put us in the same orbit as the comet around the sun, and that allows us to continue to ride alongside it and watch it as it develops activity as it approaches the sun.
And for 10 years, you've been in this chase, and now you're in striking distance.
Yeah, this is it. It's a culmination of decades of people's work. I'm a recent latecomer to the mission. There are people here that have been working for, as I say, decades, most of their life. And the excitement is unbelievable. Every time we see something new with this comet, it brings in a new picture, some new data. It's just fascinating. It's an excellent job that I've got.
And, you know, it's kind of like, being at the track, watching a horse just sort of gain on the leader.
It's a little bit like that, yeah. But the thing is that it seems that the leader's changing its shape every time we look at it. It's a bit like looking at a developing photograph way back in the day. You don't see that anymore. But every time we are at a certain distance, we've taken images and readings from the comet, it's looked in a particular way. And now we're getting this close. We're really getting the real features of this beast. And it seems to be a combination of all the comets that we've ever been to. So that's fascinating. I think we did a really good job at choosing this one.
And is this water vapor? Is this methane? Is this a rock? What is this here?
Well, this is what we aim to find out. We think there's a mixture of dust and many different ices and also some organics as well. And this is the fundamental thing. This stuff has been out there on the outskirts of the solar system, frozen in place from the very early stages of the solar system. So studying these things gives us a little time window back into the past to see what happened when all of this formed.
And you're going to land on this thing. I mean, I would think that's like kind of like putting a Volkswagen down on a surfboard.
Well, it's going to be an interesting feat. If we consider our estimates at the moment, we consider that the gravity on the surface of the comet is around about 10 millionths of the gravity that you're experiencing now on the Earth. So we don't want to have this lander bounce off, so it's going to be deployed, gradually descend towards the comet, and then screw itself in with its feet and then fire 2 harpoons to just doubly make sure that it doesn't bounce off the surface.
And will Rosetta still be functioning when it comes around the other side of the sun? Is it short-lived, or will it be basically attached to the comet like a GoPro camera?
Well, it's important to note that the Rosetta is the main orbiter. So we have an orbiter with about 11 instruments on it. Philae Lander that we'll deploy in November has another 10 instruments. We'll deploy that in November, and we hope that will last as long as possible. It's dependent on the activity of the comet and also being able to recharge its batteries. Rosetta will continue to orbit around the comet once we've deployed the lander, really monitoring this chain from this reasonably inert object that we see now to something that's firing off, you know, hundreds of pounds of kilos of matter, of dust and gas, as it reaches through its closest approach to the sun next year, and as you're indicating, as it starts to go away from the sun as well, and we start to see that activity die down. So, yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see this ringside seat.
That's fantastic. Matt Taylor, I suspect your wife has to kind of calm you down at night, otherwise you stay up all night talking about this thing?
She does, yeah. But the important thing is that I'm excited enough, and one of the major successes for this for me is that my kids are interested in it, and my son now wants to be a scientist. So that's what Rosetta's done for me personally, that now my son finally thinks his dad's cool.
Matt Taylor, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Matt Taylor is a project scientist for the Rosetta Project at the European Space Agency, catching up with Comet 67P.
One hand on this wily comet. Take a drink just to give me some weight. Summer.